This is the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Jack Stewart, in for Molly Wood. In the latest consequential decision in a long-running campaign by European privacy advocates, the European Court of Justice in Luxembourg has ruled that an agreement known as Privacy Shield does not comply with EU protections around personal data. Privacy Shield isn't an app or a type of server. It's a set of legal rules for moving information between the EU and the US, and it's relied on by thousands of companies to move digital information seamlessly. For context, all this goes back to 2013, when Edward Snowden's leaks exposed how US government surveillance programs were collecting information from private businesses. Adam Satriano is the European technology correspondent at the New York Times. He says it's hard to tell exactly what happens next.
It creates a lot of uncertainty for thousands of businesses. It's unlikely that there's going to be any big breakdown in internet service or that companies are going to suddenly face some really drastic consequence. But it creates a lot of legal uncertainty and a lot of business opportunity for lawyers because they now have to come up with a new legal mechanism for sending data back and forth between the EU and the United States.
Does this fit with Europe's previous stances on data privacy, which it does take very seriously, or is this a kind of separate issue?
The core elements of this are an important one, which is that Europeans view data privacy as a fundamental human right, and they have recently, and back in 2018, passed another law called the General Data Protection Regulation, which enshrined a lot of other privacy rights. And that served as a model for laws passed in California, for instance. And so this is just fits within that tradition in which the Europeans hold privacy very dearly, and often that can conflict with some American intelligence programs in the way that some American intelligence laws are written.
So who really wins here?
The lawyers are definitely one of the big winners in this. There are scores of companies who closed down their office who were complying with the law, and they woke up and they're no longer complying with the law. And so they need to come up with a new way of sending data back and forth between the United States and Europe. And there is talk of providing a grace period. There's another question of how tightly this will be enforced, particularly quickly because of the difficult position it puts in lots of businesses. There's a lot of uncertainty and some scrambling going on within businesses, big, small, and everywhere in between.
And it's the small businesses that may really feel it. The bigger ones have the resources to pay those lawyers. Adam Satriano is a technology reporter at the New York Times. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. Jesus Alvarado is our assistant producer. Michael Lipkin is our senior editor. And Becca Weinman's our engineer. Thanks for listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more, visit marketplace.org.